Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, I'm going to talk about critical thinking. All right, critical thinking. So let's crack into this one. Let's crack this one wide open. Critical thinking is a critical skill to have, and we're going to talk about why it's important. We're also going to talk about how to develop it, and we're going to go deep on this one. I'm going to give you some wisdom, not just tips, but wisdom about why this is something that you should be caring about. So ultimately, what is behind critical thinking? Let's define it, and let's talk about why you want to develop it. Well, the reason that you want to develop critical thinking is because it will allow you to solve many of the problems in your life that you have, the problems and the bottlenecks and the obstacles that are holding you back, those will keep holding you back until you start to think about them and analyze them and then work on them. And you can't work on a problem until you've identified it, become aware of it. And a lot of times you can't become aware of a problem until you've really thought about it critically. So this is a tool that you will use throughout the rest of your life to solve all your problems and all your challenges, and to take your life to the next level, and the next level, and the next level. Personally for me, critical thinking has always been something that I valued just inherently, and something that I was good at. So this came natural to me. And when I look back at my life, where I've come to now, where I am now, the position I'm at now, all the success that I've had, all the things that I've done for myself, all the changes that I've made, there's no way in hell, it just baffles me, there's no way in hell that that could have happened without thinking about those problems, really analyzing them, working my way through them independently, right? I did that independently. Sure, I got a lot of valuable information from other people, from other sources, from books, from television, from media, from other gurus and whatnot, but in the end, I had to take that on. I took on the burden of thinking through the problems myself. And that is what's really the core of critical thinking. Let's really think about critical thinking. Let's use critical thinking to think about critical thinking, which will show you what critical thinking actually is. So who are some great critical thinkers in history? Let's take a look at a couple of them. How about René Descartes? How about David Hume? Isaac Newton? Plato? Socrates? Aristotle? The Buddha? Albert Einstein, Pablo Picasso, Leonardo da Vinci. Just a short list. We can make this list literally thousands of names long, but just a short sampling of some great thinkers. When you look at these people and you study them, or you study their work, or you even read just some little short blurb about them on Wikipedia, what you learn is that these were deep thinkers, and these were independent thinkers. And this is the key that I want you to take away from this video, is that critical thinking is independent thinking. That means that you are figuring out the problem for yourself. You're generating the answers for yourself. You're not just taking whatever is given to you. It's very easy, especially now with the internet and all this information overload that we have, all this knowledge we've accumulated over the last 2,500 years of human history, really since the Greek times, is we've got all this wisdom, we've got all this knowledge, we've got all this facts and information and trivia and all this, and it's just out there, and we tend to just go and appropriate. We just appropriate, assimilate, and do. It's like we're just grabbing stuff. We're grabbing stuff, but we're not critically thinking about it, we're not analyzing it. What tends to happen there is that you get caught up in the values and the beliefs of whoever you're taking that information from instead of yourself. You're not generating the answers yourself. The best example I can give to you here, and I hesitate to give it, but I'll give it to you because, look, it's important. Remember in geometry class where you were given a theorem about, well, let's say, triangles or parallel lines or the way angles work? You were given some theorem, and you could use that theorem to generate answers to various problems. But then you were also asked later in the class to then not just use the theorem, but then to actually prove it, to derive it. Do you remember that? Yeah. And I mean, I hated doing that, but the point there is that there's something important about being able to derive a truth for yourself versus just taking it from culture, society, or somebody else. When you do that, even though it can be painful, challenging, and it's much easier to just take a theorem and just apply it without thinking critically about it, when you do that, you get true understanding. You get true perspective. You get real mastery. If you actually went through and did those proofs in geometry class, then you actually developed a deep understanding of why geometry works the way it does. If you just took the theorems that were handed to you and you never did the proofs, you slacked off on that part, and then you just applied the theorems, then chances are that even to this day, you don't really have a solid understanding of some of the laws of geometry. You don't understand, for example, why certain angles add up to certain amounts. You don't understand why triangles are the way they are, and circles are the way they are, and squares and other things are the way they are. You don't understand that because you haven't thought through the process. This is something that's very undervalued nowadays in society. It used to be very highly regarded in the classical eras, like the Greek times, the Roman times, right? Just think about the Socratic method. What did Socrates do? What was his philosophical style? It was interesting because the Socratic method, all it is just asking questions. The way that Socrates would educate his students of philosophy, the way he would do with philosophy himself, is he would ask you questions. So you might come in there and say, well, I believe such and such. And he would say, oh, okay, you believe that? Well, if that's true, then that must also imply this. And then you would say, no, it doesn't apply that. Then you said, okay, well then what you said must be false. Or maybe you agree, yes, it does imply that, but it doesn't apply it in the way that you thought. And so now it implies something slightly different. And then that thing implies something slightly different, and something else, and something else. And so you have this chain of implications from that original assumption or that original belief. And through this process, you can go down this chain of reasoning by asking question after question after question, posing hypothetical scenarios, and you can really get pretty deep into the truth of the matter and start to really see what is making this idea tick. So what you got to be doing with your life is you got to be doing that. And if you're curious about how do I actually build critical thinking skills, how do you actually do that? Well, you have to just start doing it. You have to start asking yourself questions. Instead of taking facts and information from the media and from books, just accepting it as true, start analyzing it, thinking it. One example of this is when you're reading a book. If you're reading a nonfiction book, I think one of the signs that you're a critical reader is that as you're reading it, you put it down a lot of times. You can't just read a deep nonfiction book cover to cover and not stop. For me, when I'm reading, I read the book, I read a couple of pages, and then I have to stop and think about what I read. And I have to ask myself questions, is that true? Does it really work like that? If it is true, what are the implications for my life? What are the implications for all the other information that I've gathered? Right? See, I start to ask myself those questions. Sometimes I'll read just two pages and then I'll go off on a tangent in my mind thinking, going down this chain of critical thinking that I've got going, and I'll spend 15 minutes thinking about it. And then I'll realize that I was caught in that chain, and I'll be like, okay, let's get back to the book. Finally, I get back to the book because I want to finish the book too, so there's a little bit of a trade-off there. But basically, you go through and you read a couple of pages, then you think about it. You don't just read the book cover to cover and then throw it away and then go on to the next one. That's just you sucking in information, and then who knows what effect that's going to have on you. See, the problem right now in society is that we have a lot of people throwing information at you, and a lot of that information is motivated by commercial interests, commercial purposes. There are literally billion-dollar marketing departments across the country, across the world, that are looking at how to trap you into buying their bullshit product. They might not even think the product is good, and they'll still figure out a way to trap you into it. They'll figure out a way to make you believe whatever is convenient for them, whatever produces the most money for them. And that's a very powerful and dangerous force. And you have to be able to unplug yourself from that. When you start to think critically, you start to think independently for yourself, powerful things start to happen. This is why critical thinking is so critical. When you have that ability, then what you're going to create for yourself is a sense of self-direction and self-reliance. Because right now, if you're not a critical thinker, then you do not have your own direction in life. You do not have a sense of reliance on yourself. You're relying on the media, on culture, on your friends, on people around you, on your college professors, on whatever, to get you the information that you need. And what they're doing is they're providing you, quite frankly, with horseshit, garbage, negative information that is flat out false, highly distorted, or leading you down the path that you do not want to be going down. When you unplug yourself from that, it's crazy. I think the best analogy that I can give is it's almost like there's a herd of cattle and they're all running. They're all running like in a stampede towards a canyon far off in the distance. And there's this giant herd of cattle all walking or running even towards this canyon. And you're part of that herd. And you don't even realize that what's going to happen is that a little soon enough, the canyon's not that close right now, but soon enough that canyon is going to come. And when that whole herd gets there, they're going to fall off the fucking cliff. And you're going to come along for the ride. That's what society basically is. That's what mainstream society is that. And everyone who's plugged into that is going to fall off the fucking cliff. It's that dead serious. This is what's happening with your health. This is what's happening with the entertainment that you're watching. This is what's happening with your lack of exercise. This is what's happening with the crappy career that you're in. This is what's happening with how you understand relationships and sex and religion and morality. All this stuff has just been handed to you and you just take it. You just accept it. You don't think about it whatsoever. You don't discover the truths for yourself. When you start to discover these truths for yourself and think very critically, independently, rely on yourself as the primary source and leave all the other sources as secondary sources, when you are the primary source, you're going to realize that a lot of the ideas out there are just flat out wrong for you, are not going to work, are extremely unhealthy, flat out false, greatly distorted. And what you're going to do is you're going to be that one cow that sees what's happening, and you're going to step and you're going to stop, and you're going to go in the opposite direction. You're going to say, damn, I'm so glad that I broke out of that herd, because if I kept going down that path, I would have surely fallen off the fucking cliff. And all those cows that are going down that direction, they're going to have a miserable and horrible life. But me, because I've got my own sense of direction, I'm going to go and I'm going to chart my own path through life. And my path is going to be an independent path, a critical path, a path that can have strength and value and that can generate something new for humanity, that can create powerful ideas, can start powerful projects, can help people in powerful ways, and can deeply, deeply fulfill me. So this is the bottom line of why critical thinking is important and how it should be working. So practically, how do we actually implement this? Well, I'm telling you, stop getting information mindlessly from the environment. So that means stop just books, stop internet, stop television, stop magazines, stop getting your information from people and family and religion and from history and philosophy and just from gurus out there, including myself, and professors and teachers. Stop relying on those people to just force feed you golden nuggets. You can use all that as a way to prime the pump, but then you gotta do the work. You gotta put that stuff into your mill. Look at your mind as like a mill that's gonna grind through this material that you're putting into it. So you put the material in, then you actually have to do the grinding. That's not what you've been doing so far. To actually do that, you have to start asking questions. Ask questions about your religion. Don't be afraid. Ask questions about history. Question it. Be skeptical. Be a total skeptic. Be a cynic. At least for a while. Go through that phase. Be very skeptical. Be very critical. Be very analytical about what people are telling you, people's opinions. And value your own opinions above the opinions of others. And actually try to derive this stuff. Derive it. Derive the truths. Ask yourself, what is true? What is real? What is valuable to me? What is important in life? Answer those yourself. Don't just get that from your parents. Don't just get that from your church. Don't get that from a book. Don't even get that from me. Everything I'm telling you, you should be analyzing very, very critically and seeing what works, what's true, and what's not. Because what's true for me and what I believe to be true is not necessarily what's true. And it's not necessarily what's going to work for you. You have to figure that out. Think. Don't be lazy. Think. All right. The two factors four critical thinking are, what are they? Curiosity and open-mindedness. If you're curious and you're fascinated by ideas and understanding things, that's going to help you a long way. That's going to move you a long way forward along this track of becoming a good critical thinker. And if you're open-minded to ideas, then it's going to be so, so important to make it down this path as well. Because if you're closed-minded, then you're basically fucked. You're not going to be able to analyze ideas properly and really find the truth because your blinders are on and you're only looking in this one direction for truth. But truth might be over here, except you're looking always over here because people told you to always be looking over here, so you will never find what's really true. Being open-minded means that you're willing to do this. You're willing to go and look into every direction, every nook and cranny. It doesn't matter who tells you what. And if someone tells you not to look somewhere, that's probably some place that you should actually go and look, right? Because why would they tell you not to look there? Probably because they're afraid of what you're going to find out. So look in every nook and cranny. That's what you got to do. Be curious and be open-minded. All right, so that's what I have to say about critical thinking. Be an independent thinker. Be a critical thinker. The more you do this, the more you practice it, the more it's just going to build and snowball and snowball and snowball. And soon enough, you're going to realize that you are an amazing critical thinker, independent thinker. And your life is going to take that trajectory. And you're going to break off from that herd that's going down the cliff. And you're going to walk in a positive new direction. All right, so this is it for critical thinking. I am signing off. Go ahead, post me some comments. Share this and like this if you would. I'd like to spread the message. I'd like you to help me do that. That's why I put out this content for free. And of course, if you're interested in this material that I'm sharing with you guys, you got to go check out actualize.org and subscribe to our newsletter. It's a free newsletter. You get some awesome bonuses just for signing up. But really, you're going to be getting updates with more videos like this all for free. No spam or anything like that. And the reason that you want to sign up there is because everything we're releasing, all the information that I'm sharing with you guys, is coming from my own critical thinking. And of course, I'm getting a lot of information, but I'm using my own critical thinking and I'm sharing it with you. And it shows you, when you watch me think critically, it shows you how to think critically. So if you want to develop critical thinking, listen to what I'm telling you, because I'm sharing very rich, deep ideas that you do not get in most other media sources out there. So these are extremely rich, nuanced, deep ideas that have been very well researched, that are extremely powerful. And it doesn't mean that you should just swallow them whole, but it means that you can use this as fodder for your mill, and it's a higher quality fodder. I'm giving you higher quality fodder, and you can actually practice along, and you can see how I do it too, because I share tidbits with you here and there about how I derive some of my understanding. So this is perfect for you. Go ahead and sign up.